Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. And you thought I was going to start singing. No, I was not going to start singing at all. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is the holiday season. It is time for Christmas cheer, lots of eggnog and mistletoe. It is also the season of gift giving, and we are having a little fun tonight as we talk about what we would like to see and not like to see under the Christmas tree. Tomorrow, my guests are comedian Kashawn Wilson, comedian Nikki Moore, and film producer, wife, mother, and rabble-rouser, April Jones. if you have a thought about what you want to see, what you don't want to see, what your worst Christmas gift was, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, everybody.
Hey, what up? Harold.
Good to see you.
Thank you for having us, Harold.
You all are going to put your phones down.
I'm going to make you put your phones down. Merry Christmas and all of that good stuff.
I just wanted you to be with all my friends. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah, I heard about your friends. I want to stay away from your friends. Listen, Merry Christmas, everybody. We're talking about gift giving tonight. And, I tell you, people are in the stores, even as we speak. They are not nestled up with family and friends. They are trying to find that perfect gift. But sometimes people fail. They fail miserably. April, what is the worst gift that you've ever seen? That you've ever received, I should say.
I pray that this relative is not listening. Uh-huh. I hope that we are out of and listening area. I received some antique jewelry in an antique pocketbook, but it was something that a 90-plus-year-old woman would wear. Mm.
But was it real? Was it real stuff?
Not even close. Oh, not even close.
It was costume.
Had it been real, I could have worked with it. But it was ugly. It was costume. And it was old. Oh. And it looked like maybe yard sale.
Ooh.
50 cent dollar max.
What was your relationship with this
See,
relative?
Exactly. See. You're not getting me in trouble like that.
It'll tell a story. If you don't have a good relationship with this relative, I mean, they may not give you a lump of coal, but.
Yeah, maybe she was trying to tell me something. Mm. But honestly, she gave all of my cousins, my sister, my mom, everyone got similar gifts. This is her thing. That's how she dresses. And I think she was trying to pass it on, and it was a bad gift.
Yeah, that really sounds bad. Kashawn, did you get any old costume jewelry?
No, I'm not. My family actually enjoys my company. I'm joking. I'm joking. It was a joke.
You're a comedian.
It's a joke.
That was shady.
No, all right. So the two worst gifts I've ever gotten, my stepdad got me a
poke. You gonna call him out?
Oh yeah, no, they're divorced now. So my stepdad got me a
divorced now.
They got me a a Pokemon watch.
He's a horrible gift giver.
He got me a Pokemon watch.
How old were you?
I was 21. It's a God honest truth. He was at a gas station on the way home and just got it because he didn't think of nothing. And then I had an aunt. This is the God honest what. I had an aunt who gave me a gift certificate to Spirit Airlines. Mm. And that is probably the equivalent of the antique jewelry. Okay. It is Spirit Airlines.
She trying to kill you?
She wanted to tell me that's what she thought I was worth.
It was, wow.
It was bad. Spirit Airlines is worse.
Did you use
Did you ask?
Oh, absolutely. That's how I got here today. But but I didn't say I wasn't grateful, but it wasn't a good gift.
You gotta ask yourself though, would she fly Spirit?
No, she would not. She has a she's in a Delta Club, but
I was gonna say, like, would it be a good gift for her?
Aren't we all?
It was the worst.
Oh, okay. All right, Nikki, your worst gift?
My worst gift was a house dress from the husband.
What?
The ex?
Yeah.
A house dress.
He gave me a house dress. We were married. We weren't even exes.
Like a muumuu?
Like, my ex-husband used to struggle with what to buy. He would have all this anxiety and go through a lot of, you know, like, oh, Lord, I don't know what to get her. I was probably 80 pounds heavier at the time. So he got me this hideous house dress. It was the worst thing ever. I was...
What did it look like? What did it look like?
It looked like something Aunt Siva Jean wore. Oh,
Madea.
She had three teeth, two in the pocket and one in the mouth. I'm telling you, it wasn't cute.
I'm not going to make it between two comedians.
Oh, but no, you most certainly will. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What was your worst Christmas gift? And, you know, what was your best Christmas gift? I'd like to hear what you have to say. Lines are open, so give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I don't know if you were here last year, Nikki, when I told this story. I often tell this story every year because the reality is that this is the worst. This is almost as bad as a Pokemon watch. I got a gift from this was, man, this is when, you know, I was also, you know, married, and it was, and you know, you have new friends,
yeah,
new couples, and they're really good people, and you, I got a snow globe. It was huge. It was the biggest snow globe I've ever seen, and this thing was about 15 inches high snow globe. Yes, it was a musical snow globe, you know, with the little thing you turn, a music box. But inside the snow globe was a motorcycle and a rider, a white guy with a helmet on. Inside the snow globe.
This is getting strange.
It was really strange.
With snow.
With snow. Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Do you ride motorcycles?
I do not.
Did that person, did the person who gave you the gift ride motorcycles?
They do not.
Okay. Totally confused.
This was totally re-gifted.
Oh.
This had to be re-gifted.
Did you ask?
No, I did ask, but the question that I asked on Christmas Day when I opened it was not the question that I can really say on a family show like this. But it started out with a "what the," and that's how, because
I feel like you should be able, if you get a bad gift, you should be able to just go to somebody and say, "Hey, where are we? Where are we? Where are we in this relationship? What did I do wrong?
What are you trying to tell me?
What were you thinking?
I gave you money.
Like, is this good?
You know, but here's the thing. I did not give them a gift. This was, you know what they say, it's better to give than it is to receive.
Apparently not.
Right. And so, yeah, well, then there's that. But I got this thing, and I was like, what on earth is this foolishness? It was just, yeah, I don't even remember what I did with it. But I would say, if not the worst, it most certainly was the... Yeah. Most interesting gift I've ever received. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about this holiday season, gift giving, what you would like to see, what you would not like to see underneath your tree. And what was maybe the best gift that you had ever received? I certainly would like to hear from you about that as well. 202-319-7810. Okay. All right. April, go ahead. Because you're chomping at the bit about the best gift.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
A love letter from my husband.
Oh.
What'd he
say? He's literate. It's always good to have a literate brother.
You know what? I will come across that table. Wow. It's two things you don't touch. Wow. Reggie Jones and Reggie Jones III. You can get it either way.
I'm saying, it's always good to have a literate brother in the family.
Yeah, he fine, tall, and literate. Yeah, and chocolate.
Okay. Yeah, but, all right.
And funny.
Yeah. And funny.
If a comedian said he's funny, he's funny.
Yeah. He was funny walking in the door, but you know, because you know, brothers don't write these days. You know, they don't.
That's true.
Brothers don't write letters.
Yeah, you got to find a love letter in the DMs.
Wow. Really?
Wait, that's a millennial statement, right? In the DM.
Right.
Her husband is clearly not a millennial. So,
but he's still young, though.
But he wrote it. He wrote it?
Yes.
Yeah, so can you tell us what it said?
No.
Why you got to put the deep voice on when you say
that? Yeah. You trying to give me. You got to catch me on Angela's show when I'm a sex expert. I might tell you then. It's about, we've been together for 25 years. I've been with the same man since I was 19. And the same things he told his mother as to how and why he wanted to marry me were the same things that he stated in that letter. I was smart and beautiful. And there were some other things. But smart and beautiful always work for me.
But you know one thing about her husband, when he came in the door, he was grinning.
He was. And he still seems happy.
Right, I know.
Like y'all still like each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very important. About that? We do. We like each other. We don't just love each other.
That's a preach.
That's important.
That's a preach right there.
That's important.
That's a gift. Yeah. That is a gift right there, to like the person that you love.
Yeah.
Because, you know, folks,
you can love somebody.
You can love somebody, but you don't have to like them.
How about that? Okay. This is another show.
You need I'm going to back it up.
That's right. Let's go back to the phone lines at 202-319-7810. Best and or worst gift for Christmas. April, you're a mess. Let me go to Gene. Gene calling from Bowie. Hey, Gene. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi there.
Hey, what's happening?
I was about 10 years old, and my dad gave me an iron for Christmas.
What?
Trying to tell you straight your life out.
Hey, trying to make you domestic.
And the iron?
Gene.
I still believe in Santa Claus. I was so scarred for life. I just was devastated.
And what was the explanation for that, Gene?
Santa did.
He was like, get to work.
He tried to make you a fifth grade housewife.
Or a slave. Get your life straight, Gene.
Wow.
She was 10.
She was going in the wrong direction.
Oh, that's bad.
Gosh. I wish it was like a play ironing board and a play iron.
No,
like,
it was the real.
It was the real deal.
A full size iron.
Well, did it get you starch to go with it at least?
Did he teach you how to iron? Did you start ironing?
No,
like, did you start just going around the house ironing stuff?
I think it was because of my home economics class. And then the next year, he bought me a sewing machine.
Okay.
The little woman.
So what do you, can I ask you what you do for a living?
Is your daddy's name Archie Bunker?
I'm a program manager.
She's a program manager.
All right.
She's a hard-working woman now.
And now she's able to pay somebody to iron her stuff.
There it is.
Okay. There you go. Gene, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810.
Tell you the best gift I ever got was an Easy Bake Oven. That thing changed my life. It changed my life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what that is.
As a kid, millennial. The Easy Bake Oven.
Listen, that's back when we played with toys.
Okay.
Actual toys.
And not phones.
That weren't electronic. Easy Bake Oven was like a girl gift. Like, if you got an Easy Bake Oven, it was like life-changing. It was a definite come-up. It was like a stove. For kids.
Yeah. And it was a light bulb in it that
real cook stuff.
And you can make little cakes, but the light bulb, this was pre-LED light bulbs. These were incandescent light bulbs.
Okay.
Remember,
screw it.
This was pre-blue light.
You remember from your science class, where there is light, there is heat.
Yes.
Right.
That was
and so that's the thing.
It was real light bulbs.
So you cooked with a light bulb.
Exactly.
Cooked with a light bulb.
Did you actually eat the stuff that came out?
Yeah, you could eat it. Yeah.
It was great.
Like, they had little recipes.
You know, y'all need to have an old school party where y'all just
Easy Bake Oven.
Easy Bake Oven desserts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. So what would y'all make in an Easy Bake Oven?
We made cakes.
Yep.
little cupcakes.
Little cookies.
All kinds of
I'm a tomboy, so I made some mud pies.
Stuff that like could cook.
Sorry. I'm a tomboy. My sister used to get so mad at me, like just mud pied up.
Let me go back to the phone lines. Dr. Carter calling from Baltimore. Dr. Carter, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. To answer your question,
okay.
The worst gift I got was an apple and an orange.
Really?
And the best gift I got was an apple and an orange because it was the best that my mother could give me, and she gave me those things. She tried everything to get her family something, and she got it. And through the grace of God and hard work, I will always remember those days. Now, by the grace of God, I'm successful. I can do other things. But I remember that day I got that apple and orange. Christmas is about love. It's not about a bunch of gifts, my friend.
Amen. Well, you know.
Dr. Carter, I got a gift for you.
Don't bring the preacher's kid.
Yeah.
I'm a PK.
I got that voice. Merry Christmas, Doc.
You're very welcome. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Uh-huh. You don't really talk like that, man. You ain't got to do that.
Thank you, Mary.
They teach you to talk this way in doctor school.
Right, exactly.
How they talk in doctor school?
That's right.
Doctor school.
I see what you're doing. Okay. I see what you're doing. You know,
and he's still healthy thanks to the apple and the orange.
This is all about therapy. This is my therapeutic voice.
What kind of doctor are you, Dr. Carter?
I'm a clinical psychologist.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I need help. I need some therapy.
I'm listening to you. I'm sure you do.
This mother sounds like Dr. Shady Pants to me.
Dr.
Carter, thank you.
Clinical Carter?
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Why you got to put your sexy voice on for fruit?
That's right.
Thank you, Doctor. It works.
An apple and an orange.
That's right. That's Dr. Barry White right there.
At Nikki More Funny.
Let's go to Betty. Betty, calling from Baltimore. Betty, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Betty, are you there? Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Betty. Yeah, go right ahead.
Merry Christmas to your panel. You're such a riot, all of you. I tell you, sitting between two comedians, I don't know how you keep your sanity.
It's not easy, but I'm working on it. What's on your mind, Betty?
Okay, well, I'm going to share with you my two worst Christmas gifts.
I have 30 seconds, Betty, because I got to take a break. So go right ahead, hon.
Okay. Well, I got this pleather leather coat and these white majorette boots to wear on Christmas Day.
Oh, that was that the bad one or the good one?
Because that sounds kind of good, right?
Your standards are very high.
No, it wasn't when my brother got the real leather coat.
Oh, yes.
But what it did for me, I told my mom when I grow up, I'm going to be able to buy any kind of clothes and shoes I want. And that was a teaching moment for me.
There you go. What was the good one? Better yet, Betty, hang on. I need to take a break, and I want to hear what the good gift was on the other side. Also, Jason, calling from New Jersey, we're going to talk to you as well. So please do not hang up. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Best and worst gifts. What do you want to see? What do you not want to see under the tree tomorrow? Have some fun with us at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. On this Christmas Eve, we are having, I was going to say a little fun. We are having a lot of fun this evening. We don't often have a chance to do this. But we're asking you, what do you want to see? What do you not want to see under your Christmas tree tomorrow? What is the worst and best Christmas gift that you have ever received. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. My guests are comedian Kashawn Wilson, comedian Nikki Moore, and film producer, wife, mother, muckraker, bon vivant. Oh, April. Yeah, there's another millennial.
They don't use that language in Southeast.
Yeah. April. What was that? April Jones. Let's go back to Betty. Betty, what was the best gift that you've ever received?
Well, the best gift that I've ever received was my son that was born on Christmas Day.
Yes.
That's the best gift that I've ever received on Christmas.
Wow.
And now he's a 16-year-old.
Oh, nice.
Wow. How about
healthy,
that?
Healthy, strong, intelligent, and very chocolate.
And
hey.
Okay. Kashawn, go ahead and ruin the moment. Because I know you want to ruin the moment.
He's feeling of way. He's feeling shaded. All the chocolate. Right.
Come on.
So your son is 16?
Yes.
Yes.
He is 16 years old.
You get it, girl. Go, girl.
I am just, wow. That's, I mean.
Get your life, Betty.
I mean, that's amazing to me, you know, to give birth on, you know, Christmas Day. That's like giving birth on Mother's Day, Christmas, you know.
New Year's.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You bought your gift in March.
Yes.
Right, see?
Yes. Yes.
Betty, right. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Be blessed, and thank you.
Absolutely. And all the best to your son. Looking forward to seeing that fine young man do some incredible things. Thank you so much. I tell you, Jason, calling from New Jersey. Jason, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? What's happening?
I wanted to tell you what was my best and worst gift. But before I do, Nissan, I am telling your aunt, Bet, that you talked about her gift.
Oh, this is my cousin.
Oh. I was like, how does he know your aunt?
Please don't tell her. Thank you very much.
So go ahead, Jason.
All right. My worst gift that I received was motorcycle tires. Okay. Ooh. And the reason why they were the worst gift, I had just had an accident and crashed my motorcycle. It's completely totaled. So I got that as the worst gift. It reminded me of so much. I mean, I have a broken leg and, you know. So that was the worst gift.
That wasn't like a prelude to getting a new motorcycle, I take it.
No, I wasn't getting a new motorcycle.
Wow.
Maybe learn his lesson.
Since you crashed the motorcycle, Jason, I guess they figured you could use some new tires.
Yeah, right. Or maybe a snow globe or
it's
something.
Kind of logical.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, I got a snow globe. Don't
yes, you think? Yeah, if you got a snow globe, that was a start. So what was the best gift?
I got everything personalized. And when I say everything personalized, I got a wallet personalized. I got cufflinks. I got a money clip, and everything had my name on it. So that was the best gift.
Okay. Well, there you go. Hey.
And sorry, everything was gold. It wasn't gold-plated. It was gold.
Fancy. There you go. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jason, thank you so much.
Love you, cuz.
Yeah, so what is the best and worst gift that you've ever given? Mm-hmm. Family show, April. No, if your husband
said read the last line of the letter.
Okay, never mind.
I gave a coupon book.
Oh man, this is.
I didn't say what was in the coupon book. I just said I gave a coupon book.
See, and you know, that's the thing I really like about April, because she comes from, you know, a family that is frugal, clipping coupons.
Yes.
That's
the people.
That's
exactly
right.
There are
meant.
No stores that we know of in that coupon book. Let's be clear.
It's the April Jones store.
Listen.
Is that what it is?
And there's only one person who can go in that store.
Oh,
you got
right.
that right.
I was very clear.
Reggie Jones.
Was this pre-Amazon? It might be.
The one person that goes in the store is 6'8" chocolate in the other room. And what did you say? Well spoken?
Well, no, literate.
And literate. Yes. He was able to read the coupon.
How about that? So was that, no, but that was your idea? That, I mean, did you like create it or did you order? I mean,
it was very extravagant. I mean, like I put it together in a way that I gave it to my husband.
You gave your husband a coupon.
She gave him the Christmas.
Yeah, are we not clear on what this coupon book is?
I know. Really? As sexual as you were being with the Doctor of Oranges.
Oh, it was a sex coupon. Okay.
No, it was not a sex coupon.
It was a whole book.
Okay.
Coupons.
Okay. Sorry, like son. He could use them all year.
I mean, you know, whenever he felt like he wanted to cash the coupon.
Well, I think we got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is my question.
Why are you so tongue tied?
The coupons.
Because you know I clip coupons. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like to clip coupons.
I bet you do.
And but I always look for expiration dates.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Allow me to reiterate: we have been together 25 years,
mm-hmm.
and I don't cook.
Wow.
So what year was it that you gave the coupon book?
It doesn't really matter. We've been together 25 years. I think that tells
I mean, there's only so many ways to say
that. You don't cook.
Yeah, and I don't cook in the kitchen.
Nice. Okay, Al! Put an exclamation on it, Al.
Nikki, what is the best one?
You know, I am a really good gift giver.
Mm-hmm.
I go all out when I give gifts, and I'm thoughtful, and I'm extravagant, and I just try and like rock your world with my gifts.
Oh,
so
rock your world or with the gifts?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I think the best gift that I've ever given was my hand in marriage.
Oh,
on Christmas Day.
Yes, that's when I told him I would do it.
So how does that work? I mean, did you like put your hand in a box, or I mean, did you?
No, You just came up. I'll do it.
Those exact words.
That doesn't sound romantic. I'll do it.
You're
being forced. It's like, okay, since you made me, I'll do it.
You just came up.
Just came up, son.
And his response, I mean, did he do a cartwheel or what?
He just said, "Eureka."
Really?
You just came up.
Oh, thank God.
I don't really recall what he said, but I think that was the best gift that I'd ever given.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. What do you have for Sean?
You disagree, Sean.
You're going to have to, you got coupon books, you got hand in marriage.
Gave my wife a coupon book back in a year ago. And I don't.
And you don't cook
in the kitchen.
I don't use tools.
Oh.
In the shit. No.
I like where it was going.
So my wife is actually pretty chill. Like, we don't really do much. We're like homebodies if we're not out.
But that doesn't mean that you cannot give her a gift.
So, what she wanted to do for before we got married, what she wanted to do for Christmas was she wanted to go to the Dominican Republic. And I had never been out the country. I've never really been a big fan of travel, so I took the L for the team. It's not really that deep. We're not really gift people. Some people aren't gift people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just like experience people. Like, my wife doesn't really like gifts, but if we're going somewhere, like, that's all she wants.
So, but was it like a surprise?
Absolutely.
Okay, and so because she's so chill, did she go, "Oh, thank you, baby"?
She's like super.
I thought it was like Nikki's fiance. It was like, Eureka. And right. That's
you just came up. I'll do it. That's the most romantic proposal ever.
That's a boss proposal.
I know, but isn't he now, like, you know,
he's dead.
Okay.
Gosh.
Thanks.
It's not a sad moment.
It sounded like
my face. He's dead.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Did you kill him?
I did not.
Okay. Oh, wow.
It sounded like a proposal on Shark Tank.
Universe opened up.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm just going to stay away from this.
You've never given me.
I quit.
Yeah, you would have to.
I totally quit. Polar opposite of my situation.
I mean, I thought I was I thought I was doing, this was, I mean, this was years ago. I mean, I thought I was kind of doing stuff, but.
Well, tell us.
Yeah, I bought her a mink coat.
Ooh. That's a great gift.
You know, but there was jewelry in the pocket.
Ooh. Okay.
You know.
Overachiever.
Yeah, that works.
An overachiever.
I mean, but.
No, that totally works. That's my every 5 years.
What was the jewelry in the pocket?
I don't remember. Because it was.
Was it like that?
Yeah, I used to buy a lot. That was TV money. But I was buying a whole.
I imagine.
Yeah, I was buying a whole lot of.
That's a good gift.
Yeah, bro. But.
Yeah, the mink. Full length.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It was cool.
Oh,
yeah.
But see, you know the thing that, and this is for all the brothers out there who
was
really
it selfish.
Want, no.
No. Like, did you just want to see her in the mink coat? I mean, that's what it means.
So this is the way it happened, because this was a Christmas gift that started like in September.
Okay.
Because we were just kind of sitting in, and there was a mink coat commercial that came on, and she was like, one day I want a mink coat. And then that was it.
Nice.
And then
they made her dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What'd you get?
Keep on book.
What did I
what did I've I never get? Seen you blush it's before.
Sad. Yeah. The thing is, I'm a giver, not a receiver. So what I got wasn't really altogether that important. That's probably why I don't remember.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't, Strange. So I don't, you know, I really don't remember. But there's something I need to ask you all, because this is one of the things that has really come up, and we've got to talk about this, and we have to start with April, because April is the married woman, you know, at the table. April, you've seen the dust up about the Peloton commercial, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good gift or not? If Reggie, right?
Yes.
If Reggie gave you a Peloton bike, would you have been insulted?
No, if I wanted a Peloton bike.
No, even if it wasn't a thought. But you are an exerciser. You're very fit. For those who can't, you know, obviously you can't see her, but she's a fit woman. So do you exercise?
No, not really.
You don't? That's just DNA, natural. Black don't crack. Okay. Mm. You're not helping this conversation.
I'm sorry.
So anyway.
If it were something that he felt like was from his heart and he really cared about it,
mm-hmm.
then yes. But my husband also knows this about me. I like gifts that are made. I'm not into expensive pocketbooks. I don't like things you can buy me. I like things you can make me. And so that's why the love letter meant so much. My husband played ball, and so when we first got together, it was all types of extravagant gifts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you can take that back. You can't buy me. You can't buy my love. You can't buy my affection or my attention. And so if it's something from your heart, then I love it because of your intention in giving it to me. But if it's just you trying to buy me an expensive gift, keep it, give it to your mom or somebody else. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the Peloton commercial, Kayshawn?
So hit me. I'm a little behind.
But you're familiar with the Peloton bikes, correct?
Like, yeah, like stationary. Yeah,
right. The stationary bikes and stuff like that, and this was the thing that. I mean, it made the news and I guess, you know, and it was in, you know, it was online for those people who do read Kayshawn. But anyway, I know. So here's
literate.
So right there
I
you
know.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
Literally literate. So you had this woman. She comes home, I guess, it was a Christmas Day. I don't know why she was coming home on Christmas Day. That was a little bizarre in and of itself. And there was a Peloton bike, and the husband had given it to her as a gift. And she was fit.
Okay. Thin.
Yeah. Thin, fit, you know. She was L.A. fit.
I get it.
Yeah.
Thin ain't always healthy, so I get it.
She's L.A. fit. And the kids were like, yay, and she was happy. But there was a lot of backlash over that. And
women.
Yeah, a lot of women were saying, why would a husband, give you, a Peloton bike and
exercise equipment.
Yeah, to exercise and that's what that was about. So
here's my thing. I don't want any passive aggressive gifts. I don't want any gifts with a message. Like, mm-hmm. if you got something to say to me, say it before you get the gift. Don't send me the message with the gift. Like, if you think,
form of the gift.
Yeah, if you think I'm a little overweight, just, hey,
but how about
don't buy me no gym membership and you ain't talk to me about it. I had an aunt who bought my cousin some like big and tall like 52 waist jeans, and he was like a 40. He was like, "Auntie, this ain't gonna fit me." And she was like, "Well, yeah, but you're on the way there." And I was like, "But you can't do that. You cannot do that." Mm. But maybe between them, if she was interested in the bike and wanted to invest more into her health, then I'm with it. But I mean, don't buy me a gift for something that you think I need to change and we haven't talked about it yet.
Okay, Nikki.
I think we just oversensitive right now in society. What's the big deal? So what? He knows his woman. If she's a skinny chick already, he probably gave it to her so she could just stay fit. Why does it have to be a dig? I can see if she was like huge and he gave her the bike.
And that would have been problematic.
Yeah, but if she was fit, he knows she's into fitness. Maybe she had been eyeing it. Just calm down, people.
But if I ain't had a haircut in 2 weeks and my wife comes home like, "Look what I got you, a haircut, gift card." Like, no, don't do that.
Yes.
Just tell me I need a haircut. You ain't got to play me like that.
Not only did she tell you need a haircut, she bought you a haircut.
No, you
be
know
grateful,
it.
Boy.
No, just, hey, babe. Just make little sounds around the house. Just, I love
subtle hints.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Sweetie, you want to go to the barbershop?
Yeah. Just make a coupon for people who get haircuts.
But here's the thing that I think is missing in this whole Peloton gift giving
commercial
discussion. Do you know how much those things cost?
They're very expensive.
$2,700.
That's why I said if it's from the heart.
Well, stationary bike?
Yes. For a stationary exercise bike. A friend of mine has one, and it $2,700. And I will tell you that if I were to give my mate a $2,700 stationary bike or something, that is not something that I did
maliciously.
Nor was it a flippant kind of, I'm giving you a $2,700.
That's an investment.
That not only is that an investment, but it's obviously something that I thought about and I knew that you would like it.
Right.
And yeah, that's crazy.
She could work.
Better
out.
Get a Huffy for $27.
And take the wheels off.
Right.
Oh,
paying $2,700 to ride in place? I'm still in the house when I leave?
That's just awful. Here's some other really bad gifts. Here's the thing, when you talk about bad gifts that you should never buy your spouse or your mate, the overarching issue is do not buy your spouse or mate something that will require them to do work,
right,
such as a weed whacker.
House or a vacuum.
Yes. Or an iron.
Or something for the kitchen.
Or an apple or an orange.
That doctor could call in.
Hey,
you could be outside the station.
Nikki threw her Instagram out so fast, man. The segment was over. She still got that. I don't know how she did it. She talked through the commercial.
Okay. I'm so glad that we have a married person. We have, a married woman here.
25 years.
Yes, there's that. So,
happily.
Praise God.
Most of the time.
That's real. That's real.
Sometimes you want to choke a brother, but most of the time I love him.
But there's probably a coupon that says get out of choke free.
Yes, get out of jail free.
Oh, get out of choke free.
Is that a gift?
See, you know what? You're just on a whole nother level.
And this is where it went left.
Freak mama.
This is where the show went left. Merry Christmas.
I was slow at first.
Yeah, you caught up real fast.
I was thinking like Martha Stewart couponing,
No.
You guys
brought
me around.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
No, thank you. No, I'm good, Nikki. so And I was looking at this list of things that you should not, you know, buy your mate. And one said cologne. And I was like, well, you know, what's wrong with buying your mate cologne? But it said new perfume or cologne.
No, bring me my Tom Ford.
What do you mean? Yeah, but see, if new, in other words, different from what you may wear. Because, and.
No, but you know what I want? Like, I know what a. What smells good on a man mm-hmm. and what I like. If I like it and it smells good, I want to put it on my husband mm-hmm. so I can smell good on him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's the
like
standard.
I want to be on him smelling good.
I'm not getting new perfume for my wife, but if my wife gets cologne for me, I know she likes it, so I want to wear it.
Exactly.
More.
Exactly.
Now
what, pheromones, people.
Where does your wife work? What does she do for a living?
She's an educator.
Okay, so because one of the dangers
educator.
Yeah, no, one of the dangers I think of buying a new scent that your spouse may, you know, like for example, you know, in Kayshawn's, you know, case, you don't want her to buy you a cologne and then you realize when you go to the work event that you now smell like her work husband.
Ooh,
you don't.
That's scandalous.
Do you know something I don't? Why you not blinking when so you say that to me? You ain't even blink when you look me in the eye when you said it.
No, I'm just, I'm on your side.
I'm joking. You know?
So it's okay to get fragrance absolutely. As long as it's restock of what you already do.
Yeah, you can get the fragrance, but don't
same
get.
Same family.
I disagree. I like the idea of somebody getting me some smell good that's like ditto. Nice and new and you know I'm a Tom Ford girl too and yeah. I have most of my favorite Tom Ford fragrances, but like I'm into smell good.
Mm-hmm.
I like.
But
it.
Would you rather a man buy you something that you already have or a new smell?
I wouldn't be mad either way.
Oh, word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what I have is nice.
I think that should be taken off the list.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think that's a bad gift.
We have a quorum here. Everyone mm-hmm. agrees that cologne is a good thing.
Hallelujah, holla back.
Socks or underwear? Good idea, bad idea?
I like socks.
For
socks
a man, I think. Like, it depends on, like, you. I guess when you've been married for a long time, if you know your husband needs a specific type of sock, or he likes, my husband wears like bow ties, and so he likes to wear socks that match his bow ties.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, of course, I'm gonna hook him up
yeah.
with some nice socks.
But
and
it
bow
can't
ties.
Just be socks, though. It's got to be like a package with socks in it.
Like something creative. Yeah.
We might disagree on this one. I think this needs to absolutely stay on the list.
Socks?
Keep socks on the list.
Socks are, that's a terrible gift. First of all.
Socks that are like
socks
nice designer that match your bow tie.
Socks are not a Christmas gift. That's a gift for a Tuesday. We live together. You know good and well, I
no,
need socks and drawers.
A gift.
It better come.
It can't be the.
It better
gift.
Be in the other
a
pocket
gift.
Of the. It better be in the other pocket
like
of the mink
stocking
with the jewelry.
Exactly. That's a stocking
it's
stuffer.
Gift.
If you come on like, hey, polka dots. No,
but I got you.
I'm with you every day. You know I got holes in my drawers. No. You should have got me that in November. You know I was trying to put two socks together. I had one blue and one yellow, and I wore it to church with a green suit. You knew I needed socks. No, you waited 3 months to buy me $12 socks. Absolutely not. I vote for that. To stay on the list. That's
I think it could be added to a gift package.
I agree with that.
So what's in the what else is in the package?
Lots of stuff. Like you get them a nice piece of jewelry, like a watch,
yes.
a good time piece,
yes.
a Rolex, and you have a little gift package with some socks and some underwear and some t-shirts.
A fruit basket including an apple and an orange.
That's right. Not just
I'm
any apple at all.
That doctor is going to be waiting
be
for you.
Got to be organic.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Doc, I enjoy it.
She's still going to get the doc.
Call me and put on your girl.
Instagram her. Instagram.
Nikki More Funny.
Okay.
And that's Nikki with 1K.
She's like, get it right.
Yeah.
1K and 2 O's.
I can't do no more.
Come on, Doc.
This is I am crying right now. So here's all right. So we've got socks. You say socks should stay on the no gift list.
That's a gift for a Tuesday.
I agree, ladies.
What if it matches your handcuffs and the bow tie?
Now
handcuffs?
Not handcuffs. Oh, my bad.
Okay. What else was in the coupon book, April?
Fraudian slip. My bad.
Handcuffs?
Cufflinks.
Yeah, your husband's big. Did you have some ankle shackles, too?
That
you can't just give him no handcuffs.
Hilarious.
You got to give him shackles and handcuffs.
Oh, we joke all the time and say he'd have made us a lot of money back in the day. Yeah. 6'8". Yeah. He looked like he can work hard.
I think we're going to have to give Reggie an emergency number in the event in case of emergency, break glass and call either Harold or Kashawn.
He got the book on him. He's holding it up right now. He got the coupon.
He's holding it up.
The coupon book on him? I think he got it in his back pocket.
Negligee. Lingerie.
Did he bring the handcuffs?
you started something.
I'm sorry.
Lingerie. Lingerie. Is that a good Christmas gift?
Yeah. Absolutely.
But there was a pregnant pause there.
Well, that's really more a gift for him, though.
But again, when you're in a relationship where you like and love each other, everything is for the house. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, even when I gift him with something, it's because I want to see him presented a certain way. I want him to feel good about himself. And so if he picks out lingerie that he knows that I'm going to feel sexy in, and therefore that's going to give me a gift, then yes, I want
She's
the lingerie.
So appropriate. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Don't buy me no lingerie, okay?
No lingerie for you?
Don't buy me no lingerie. I'm going to bring you some lingerie.
Whoa. Okay, but you don't want any as a...
No. I don't want that. That's but for you.
Would you buy...
Absolutely not.
No, bad idea.
Okay, you know what?
I can't shop for it.
Sex life together. I'm going to do a sex life talk.
No, later. My wife and I are doing just fine.
I mean, give
you
me
put that. Hold on.
Now, I think that's more a gift for Tuesday. Give me some lingerie on Tuesday, but not for Christmas, because on Wednesday we're getting it in. But I'm saying...
We get it in every day, especially Christmas. So that's the best Christmas gift.
But that's like, that Christmas can't be coochie. The only gift.
As anybody knows, Harold's not saying it today.
What do you think about lingerie?
I have spent...
See, you've bought some nice lingerie.
Thousands of dollars on lingerie.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah.
I think that's a good gift.
And that was a gift for you, wasn't it?
No, it was a gift for her.
No, but in return, it's a shared gift.
No. She liked to wear it.
Okay, but you don't like to see
and
it?
I did, but it
was irrelevant.
It was like the fur coat.
It was a nice to have.
You know, did I want her to have a fur coat? Only if she wanted to have a fur coat.
Okay, but can I just, hold on, can we take a pause?
I got to go to the store and guess the sizes. It's just too much
work. Harold is buying minks, diamonds.
No, that's present. No, Harold was.
Okay. I just want to be clear.
What you saying? You wouldn't do it again?
I have a kid in college. Let's be clear.
Okay.
That's a good place to. That's a
take
good
a
way
break.
To end. No, we're going to end this conversation. I want to thank, golly, April Jones, Kashawn Wilson. Kashawn, yes. You need help, man. Nikki Moore, you know I love you. I love you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
The life of KAY.
And look, be safe.
Thank you, Harold.
Be safe. And April, nice to meet you. I salute your husband and his coupon book and your wonderful son as well.
And his handcuffs.
Wow. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, December 24th. It's Christmas Eve, everybody. Be safe out there. We'll be back on the 26th. Merry Christmas. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.